God, Anniston, it's his adventures. That just is a Does scary he? Thought.
I lived there.
Man.
I was there when the bus was burned, the Freedom Rider bus burned.
Now?
Yeah.
Wow.
They have a marker now.
Yeah. What were your feelings at the time?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because I went through a transition. I was actually going to give you some of this for the interview, but I went through a very slow transition for years based on music. Rock and roll is what came into my life and turned everything upside down. It was where I first got a lot of shit from my parents and everybody else. It was the first time black people were something other than maids and yard workers, yeah, that sort of thing. And it was the first time I actually had to sort of choose to be rebellious. You know, it wasn't just smarting off at somebody. It was like choosing to consciously go against what I was told was right, mm-hmm, you know. And at a certain point, I started asking myself, you know, there's all these musicians that I just worship, and they can't even sit down at the Woolworth's counter and have a hamburger with me. And I think I thought about that for a year or two. I mean, just back and forth, back mm-hmm, and forth, back and forth. And then at some point, you know, you just make that leap. Mm-hmm. And I made it sometime, I think I was in junior high, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds very...